We're live. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the February 28th, 2022 meeting of the University City Council to order at 6:30 p.m. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay. Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Kusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. Before you, you have the agenda for tonight's meeting. Are there any changes either from the city manager or from members of council? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations. You have before you the regular session minutes from February 14th, 2022. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have a listing, by the way, from the city clerk of appointments that are necessary. We all have received an updated copy of both new appointments and reappointments. So if we can continue to work through those, that would be greatly appreciated. I don't believe, Madam Clerk, that we have anyone who has signed up to speak this evening. Is that correct?
That is correct, Honorable Mayor.
Thank you. And to those who provided comments to us ahead of time, please know that the city clerk has provided those comments to all members of council. We have no public hearing this evening. We have before you now the consent agenda item number J1 through 5. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, before starting with the city manager's report, I would like to take a moment to do some introductions. Today represents a significant date for us as we have organizational changes that took effect. Amy Williams, if you would stand up, Amy, is our HR director, and we are extremely pleased to have her on board. Thank you. Don Beasley is the assistant city manager, who also started with us today. So very happy to have Don, and my desk just got a lot lighter. Well, also want to introduce John Wagner. John has been with us for a few months. He is taking over as the acting director of planning and zoning. Also, you already know Brooke Smith. Brooke Smith was promoted effective today to deputy city manager and director over economic development. So I want to certainly recognize and congratulate each of you for your appointments. If we could move to the city manager's report, item number one. Item number one asks the council to consider the removal of a park commission member. I'm recommending the removal of James Crow to be, I'm recommending that James Crow be removed from the Parks Commission. The background material indicates on November the 19th of 2021, Mr. Crow verbally and physically abused a city employee and did not, his conduct did not, was unbecoming. And so for these reasons, I am recommending his removal and would be happy to respond to any questions that you have.
Apologize. Are there any questions of the city manager on item K1? I believe we have the information in our packets, but and everyone's had the chance to read it. Are there questions of the city manager on this matter? Hearing no questions on this matter of the city manager, is there a motion to approve item K1? Mr. McMahon, is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Any additional questions? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, item number K2 asks that you consider emergency approval of Alley Cave in repair between 6500 blocks of Crest Avenue and Edsel Avenue. And we have Public Works Director, Mr. Sinan Appleson. Sinan, if you would present this item.
Good evening, Mayor Crow, council members. This item asks for your authorization to complete a repair in the 6500 block of Edsel Crest Alley due to occurrences in the alley that affected its pavement. This began about the early fall. We were notified by the residents that there were some spots that were failing in the alley. We did not know at the time what was causing them. Most recently, what happened was a portion of the alley collapsed. Our service truck barely escaped it. And so what was found was it's an MSD main that is under this alley, and its connections to two sewer laterals, two homes, one on Edsel, one on Crest, are causing this issue, the undermining. But it's such a big one now that the alley collapsed into it, and we're worried that any normal repair project would not be conducted in a safe manner. Normally, as you know, the program calls for $2,500, up to $2,500 assistance to property owners for this type of work. As you see in your report, that the current cost of repair is astronomically higher than that. A major reason for that is the current safety related issue due to the depth of this sewer line, as well as the complexities with respect to the failed pavement material into it. What we found out in the industry is that nobody would get into a trench that was secured by or shored by somebody else. So we need to hire this one company that would deliver the whole project for us. And they're also an MSD approved contractor. So we suspect that there is damage to the MSD sewer main in the alley, although it was not found as a result of the televised inspections of the line. And so if that is found in the process of our doing this work, then this contractor would also be approved by MSD right away to continue that work on their dime to complete this project and open our alley back to service. The alley currently impedes the condition in the alley, impedes access to two of our resident garages, as well as the whole access from one side into the alley is closed. I would be happy to answer any questions.
Questions, Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crow. Director Appleson, assuming you get approval this evening, how quickly can this work start?
Mr. Clay, that is scheduled for tomorrow, and we're hoping to wrap this up in this work week.
Thank you. Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Appleson, you did say that once the J.H. Bear gets in there and starts to look at the damage, and if there is damage to the MSD mainline, then maybe MSD would pick up the bill for this. But at the beginning of your presentation, you explained that what caused this cave-in was a possibility of a collapsed MSD line. So why isn't MSD doing this repair work if the damage was caused by one of their lines possibly collapsing?
Mr. Cusick, so far MSD has responded to televised line, their sewer main line, as well as a plate over this this collapsed in the alley. So they're working together with us as a partner. However, no findings so far are supporting that this is an MSD sewer main failure. All that we have found as a result of the televised inspections is that the connections to the MSD main are leaking and they are causing the undermining of the alley. That is the portion that MSD does not take responsibility for other than their sewer main.
Thank you. And then I would ask Mr. Rose that once we're able to determine what the cause of this was, if it turns out that this taken over by MSD or that they pay for this. I would like to have that information when it's available, if that's possible.
Mayor Crowe, Councilmember Cusick, certainly if we learn that it is MSD's responsibility, our intention would be to get reimbursed for our cost.
Thank you. And if I could have one follow-up question. Is there any indication that this is creating any other problems in the in other parts of the that area for any type of drainage or rain runoff, anything like that, especially with us going into spring and the rainy season? Is there any indications that there might be any residual problems or problems elsewhere?
Mr. Cusick, at the location, this is so far the information is that this is the cause of the problems. However, down the line from that location out toward west, that main continues, and it's laid all the way out to the next street over, and so that would be Kingsland, and so. That area is not examined yet. So we don't have any findings in that area that there is a major problem, but we could certainly ask MSD to continue their inspection to include that area to get us out of that alley to make sure that everything is fine in the alley so we won't have any more occurrences as such in the future.
Thank you.
Any other questions, Mr. Alpazlan?
Honorable Mayor, I just had one comment that I would ask Sinan to make. As I understand that the funding for this repair is not out of the reserve for capital improvement, but it's actually been taken out of street improvements.
Correct, Mr. Rose. As a result of the complaints in the beginning of our fiscal year, we plan to conduct some repairs in this alley due to the pavement conditions. So it was in our program. It was not planned as large of an expense initially. In fact, it was, but it was not. It would include more alley slabs, but still the expenditure was planned in this fiscal year's funding.
Thank you.
Hearing no other questions, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, item K3 asks that you consider a conditional use permit for 8351 Olive Boulevard. It is for proposed use is a warehouse that would exceed 50% of the total gross floor area of the premises. I'm recommending the conditional use permit with a few conditions. That will be subject to annual and random inspections by the Department of Community Development. I want to make sure that I've covered everything. So, Mr. Wagner, do you have any additional comments to make on this? Thank you.
I apologize. I guess I've got to get used to this again. Any questions on item number K3? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Mr. Smotherson.
I was waiting till you specifically asked if there's any discussion.
Oh, yeah, please, go forward.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I just wanted to make a point about this because I think it's important for myself and Councilmember Clay. And this is not a question necessarily to Mr. Wagner, it isn't. But what I wanted to just make a note of, and this may sound like a contradictory statement, but it isn't. In that, I'm a little disappointed. You have to understand, this is a building that sits in a commercial block on Olive in the 8300 block, and all that they want to do is use that for a warehouse. And that's a little disappointing. But the contradiction is that it does show us the attitude of what's happening on Olive, especially in the 85, 84, 83, 8200 block on that north side of the street. And that is that should be an indication of why we need to take some action and have a plan of development. That's it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move forward with unfinished business. Bill number 9452. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9452, an ordinance amending Schedule 7 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9452, an ordinance amending Schedule 7 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hills?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. The bill has passed. Now we have Bill number 9453. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9453, an ordinance approving a final plat for a major subdivision of a tract of land to be known as 7579 Olive Boulevard.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9453, an ordinance approving a final plat for a major subdivision of a tract of land to be known as 7579 Olive Boulevard.
Is there a motion to approve?
So move, Mayor Crow.
Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Clay? Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. The ayes have it. The bill has passed. We'll now move forward to new business. Bill number 9454. Who would like to introduce? Mr. McMahon, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9454, an ordinance amending Chapter 400 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to zoning districts established pursuant to Section 34-22 thereof, and enacting in lieu of, therefore, a new official zoning map, thereby amending said map so as to change the classification of property at 1004 Pennsylvania Boulevard to HR High Residency Residential District.
Thank you very much. Oh, yes.
Mayor Crow, I do apologize, but I just wanted to make sure, did you say first reading or second?
This is the first reading.
First reading, right. I thought I heard you say second, but I could, my ears are clogged.
Okay, first
thank
reading.
You. Thank you, sir.
Am I? Mr. Mulligan.
To the city clerk, that title of that bill, was that subsequently changed? This is for the 10,000 or 1,004 Pennsylvania?
Sir?
May I show you what's in the packet?
I believe that we can make the adjustments at the next. At the, do you want to make the adjustments modification at the next meeting?
No.
Or what was posted?
The packet. there's a different reference to the section.
That's number. Right.
The language is
0.070 from what I recall.
I'm sorry.
It was 400.070.
Yeah, and there were a couple other things. Okay.
Yeah. Honorable Mayor and Council Members, if it's acceptable to you, we'll make sure that we get this straightened out at the next meeting before they actually take action on it.
Okay. So is the first reading still stand, may I ask?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That takes care of new business for the evening. We now have council reports and business. Are there any members of council who would like to speak during this part of the agenda? Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I just wanted to recognize all of the seven members of the Plan Commission, as well as our new acting director, Mr. Wagner, for all of their efforts They seldom have a meeting less than 3 hours. They pour through the material, and we really just have a great group on the commission as well as staff guiding us through some of these planning and zoning issues. So thank you.
Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I'd like to draw attention to everyone to the newest issue of ROARS that came out recently, that the Commission on Stormwater Issues has two articles in here. One of them is an early warning flood system that is nearing completion. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we will have more information available. However, there is a website that people may go to, a public portal, and the website address is in the article in ROARS. And if they want information on early warning system and the early warning system that will be available to the community hopefully soon. And then also that we are putting together a stormwater master plan that is being worked on. And as part of that plan, there is a survey that has been mailed or will be mailed very soon to residents. So I'm encouraging anyone that receives this to please complete this form. They can do it by mail, online, or email, or by telephone. But it's very important that we have received these survey results back about stormwater and stormwater runoff and flooding in University City. So if you do receive this, please complete it in a timely fashion. Get the information back to us. Thank you.
Any other comments from members of council regarding council reports and business? Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I will note that our library is open, although in a new location across the street. A specific address escapes me, but it's across the street. And they are open. They are receiving patrons. You can check out books. Sometimes it takes a little bit of finagling, depending on what book you're looking for. But our library is open for patrons and service to the community.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing nothing else, we'll now move forward to citizen participation. We have one request to speak. Mr. Walker, if you'll please come forward. And when you come forward, there'll be a button at the bottom of the microphone, and you can hit that, and that will give you audio. And when you speak, if you'll give us your name and address, and you are limited to 5 minutes. There's your button right on the black box. There you go.
Okay, my name is, I'm sorry, this man's Carl Walker. Address is 2411 Brown Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63114. I'm here to address basically what's going on Olive. As for Jeffrey Plaza, I actually owned and operated a business, Clippers Barber Salon, and I kind of knew what was going on before the development actually happened. When Jonathan Brown actually took over our location, all our tenants were month to month. He sat down and explained to everybody what was going on. He basically said, excuse me, for people that wanted to stay, he was going to try to work it out. But he basically let us know that we were going to have to move and we were going to be compensated. Fine. Had no problem with that. I understand progress. Progress is good for University City. But then at the same time, as a business owner, I have to figure out what's good for my customers and my employees. TIF commission passed, right? Everything is moving forward. So they say. I get a letter from Doug Marshall basically saying, this is what you're going to get when you move, and this happens. Fine. I sent Doug all my finances. I did everything I was supposed to do. He has everything on file. And I didn't move to after the TIF commission had passed, because asking council members, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to wait till the last minute, sit back? I'm like Costco, I'm trying to find the right location. It made no sense. Okay, fine. I moved, found a location. I moved in March of 2020. Pandemic, you know how that happened, right? Had no problem with all that. I stayed in contact with Doug Marshall. He was saying, everything's cool, Carl. Don't worry about it. Fine. Last week, I called Mr. Marshall because I'm seeing the fences go up Overland over there in Jeffrey Plaza. So I'm like, what's going on, Doug? He was like, Carl, you don't qualify. Why don't qualify? It made no sense to me. He was basically saying, because we were back and forth, and I'm like, Doug, that's not making any sense to me. He was like, well, with the TIF commission, I'm like, it passed. He was like, well, even if it passed, it wasn't no guarantee that the whole thing will move forward. And I agree with him. I'm like, that's fine. I understand that. But this is my problem with that. If it did move forward, no gripes, no harm, no file, fine. But this is the problem, people. It did move forward. Make me understand why I'm not being compensated. I spent a lot of money on the move. I couldn't wait till the last minute because he said you couldn't get paid because you didn't get the, what did he tell me? You didn't get the letter 90 days before everybody else, the tenants that were still in Jeffrey Plaza. A lot of this just doesn't make sense. And before I take legal action, I'm coming before the council. You guys have to do the right thing. It's tenants. We're getting bamboozled on this deal. What I'm from University City, grew up in University City, went to University City and graduated, put a business in University City. I had to move because of the progress. I understand it. But all I'm saying, you have to be fair. It's millions of dollars being spent. Millions. I didn't even give him a number. I went low end for what I spent. All I'm saying is be fair before I have to take legal action. Doug Marshall was all the way wrong on this. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That concludes the citizen participation. Now we can move on to members of council who have council comments. Any members of council? Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Again, I want to remind everyone that Wednesday evening is the annual State of the City address at 7 p.m. and it will be virtual. If you want to tune in, you can do so by looking at the cover of Roars, or you can go to the UCity main website page for that. Thank you.
Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crow. I did want to mention that we have a third ward resident, a Miss Maddie Pruitt, who is turning 100. I was sent some information about her, if you'll indulge me a moment. She'll actually be 100 in April. She served as an auxiliary, Miss Maddie Pruitt did, served as an auxiliary police officer, worked with UCity in Bloom, started the Sutter Heights Block Unit, and is a longtime member of All Saints Catholic Church. All of her children attended UCity schools, and her son-in-law is Sergeant Reginald Hope, is a University City police officer. So we want to extend, I think, on behalf of certainly the Third Ward Council people, and I would imagine all my council colleagues, a very happy 100th birthday to Miss Maddie Pruitt, longtime UCityan. Thank you.
Please send our warmest regards. We all hope to be there someday. Anyone else? All I would like to say is my comments is to Ms. Williams, Ms. Beasley, and Mr. Wagner. Welcome to all of you. We are glad to have you here. We're glad to be able to see you in person. Someday we hope to see you unmasked and not behind a wall of glass, but we do what we have to do to make it through this. But we're very glad to have you, and you all, through your efforts, will make University City a better place for those who live here and for those who work here. So again, glad to have you here. Nothing. If there's nothing else to come before the open session, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential privileged communications between a governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. The motion is passed. To all the members of the public and staff, we thank you for joining us this evening. The public session has now ended, and we will move immediately into executive session. Thank you.